Welcome back, Deep Divers. Have you ever typed a question into Google and just wondered, wow, how did they know exactly what I needed? Or maybe you've tried to get your own ideas, your own content seen online, only to feel a bit lost in that huge digital ocean. Well, today we're taking a deep dive into the underlying magic, really, that makes the internet searchable, keyword research. We're navigating this with a really insightful guide. It's called How to Do Keyword Research in 2025, Step by Step. And it's from an Austin-based SEO company. It's a practical roadmap for sure, but it's also kind of a lens for understanding how search has just dramatically evolved, you know, with AI and these big shifts in how we all search.
Indeed. And our mission today really is to peel back the layers on this modern approach. We need to move beyond, well, the old school tactics of just, you know, plugging terms into a spreadsheet. We'll explore why understanding how people search in 2025 is, frankly, more critical than ever. And we want to equip you with a step-by-step framework to find keywords that genuinely connect you with your audience, making your stuff truly visible and valuable.
So if you're looking for that shortcut to being, well, not just informed, but strategically informed about the digital landscape, and maybe even boosting your own content's visibility or, you know, your business impact, you are definitely in the right place. Okay, let's unpack this, right? Let's maybe start with a foundational question because things have changed so much. What exactly is keyword research like at its core? And why is it still the absolute foundation of a good SEO strategy, especially now when AI seems to be doing, well, so much?
Yeah, good question. At its essence, keyword research is the process of identifying the precise words and phrases your target audience uses when they're searching, when they're looking for information, products, services. Think of it as connecting your solution to their question, basically. The goal isn't just finding any keywords, but those high-value ones, the ones that strategically help you rank higher, drive, you know, good organic traffic, and ultimately attract leads who are genuinely interested. It's about being where your audience is right when they're looking.
Being present and relevant. Okay, so connecting what you offer with what people are actually typing into Google, or maybe even, you know, asking Alexa or Siri. But the article really emphasizes that keyword research in 2025 looks very different from even just a few years back. What are the major shifts? What's really changed things?
The biggest shifts are undoubtedly Google's AI-driven updates. Their algorithms are incredibly sophisticated now at understanding context, nuance. It's way beyond simple keyword matching. Then there's the huge growth of voice search, Siri, Alexa, Google Assistant. That leads naturally to more conversational, sort of longer queries. And finally, just evolving user behavior. People search differently now. They're often looking for solutions to quite complex problems, not just single terms. So yeah, the old view of keywords is just isolated terms. That's broadened. Now it's about using keywords smarter, using them to really get the intent behind the search and the context.
Smarter. I like that framing. It sounds less like a rigid formula and more like a nuanced understanding. Less about gaming the system, more about serving the user. But with all this AI, some might wonder, are keywords becoming less relevant? Why does this smarter approach still matter so much?
That's a critical question. And yeah, a lot of people grapple with it, but our guide makes it clear. Despite AI, keywords are still the signposts Google uses to understand your content. They're just maybe more complex signposts now. The guide actually gives four really compelling reasons why the smarter approach is, well, indispensable. First, user intent alignment. This is huge. It makes sure your content genuinely meets the audience's needs because you understand why they're searching, not just what. You know, if someone searches best running shoes, are they looking to buy? Or just read reviews. Matching content to that intent is key. Satisfy the user, satisfy Google.
Right, the why behind the what. Makes sense. Second, competitive advantage. Keyword research is like your market intelligence tool. It lets you see where competitors are doing well, sure, but maybe more importantly, where they aren't ranking. Those are the gaps, the underserved niches where you can step in, optimize, and gain a real edge.
Finding the gaps.
Okay. Third, content planning and creation. Keywords are still the blueprint for your whole content strategy. They guide everything, blog posts, landing pages, product descriptions on your site. Knowing the right keywords means every piece of content serves a real purpose, addresses a real need.
So it shapes what you actually create.
Exactly. And fourth, ranking potential. Bottom line, despite all the AI, Google's algorithms still rely heavily on keywords to figure out relevance and authority. If your content doesn't have the terms users are searching for and that Google sees as relevant, well, it just won't show up. It's about giving Google the right signals. That's a really powerful foundation. It clarifies both the evolution and the enduring importance. Okay, now for the practical side. This is where it gets really interesting for anyone wanting to apply this. Our guide lays out a modern 10-step strategic approach. Think of these as like waypoints for getting visible online. How do we actually start putting this into practice?
Right. The very first step, and it's one people often skip, is step one, define your goals. Before you even think about keywords, you need absolute clarity on your SEO objectives. Are you aiming for brand awareness, maybe targeting broader informational terms, or driving qualified leads? That means keywords with higher commercial intent, or maybe selling specific products. That points to transactional keywords. Your main goals have to dictate the types of keywords you target. Otherwise, you're just chasing empty traffic.
Makes perfect sense. No point ranking for something that doesn't actually help. And this leads right into step two, understand search intent, which you touched on. The article really insists that in 2025, search intent is more important than keyword volume. Why is that such a big deal now?
It's because Google's AI is just so good now at figuring out why someone is searching, not just the words they typed. If your content doesn't match that underlying intent, users will leave fast, they'll bounce. And Google notices that, and eventually it'll hurt your ranking. The guide outlines four main types of intent. Understanding these is, well, crucial. First, informational intent. The user wants to learn. Queries like, what is content marketing? Or how to bake sourdough bread? Just looking for knowledge.
Okay, learning.
Second, navigational intent. The user knows exactly where they want to go, like Austin Co. Monkey website or Amazon login, using search like a shortcut.
Direct path. Got it.
Third, transactional intent. This is where the user is ready to buy or act. Queries like, buy SEO services, Austin, or order pizza delivery near me. Wallet out, basically.
Ready to buy.
Mm-hmm. And fourth, commercial investigation intent. Here, the user is researching before a potential purchase, comparing options, looking for reviews like best SEO agency near me, right, or iPhone 15 versus Samsung S24. They're warm leads,
yeah,
you know, close to buying, but still weighing options.
Comparing, okay.
So matching your content precisely to one of these, that ensures you're reaching the right person at the right stage. It just dramatically improves your chances. You're serving their specific need right then.
So once we're clear on goals and intent, the guide says the next move is step three, brainstorm seed keywords. Yeah. Where do we even start finding actual keywords?
You begin with these seed keywords. These are broad sort of foundational terms for your industry or niche. So if you're a web design company, terms like web design, UX design, WordPress development, maybe e-commerce sites, those are good starting points. These aren't necessarily the ones you'll optimize for directly, but they're the foundation, the categories you'll build from for more detailed research, like the initial broad strokes.
Okay, the starting points. Now, I imagine there's a ton of tech, maybe even AI helping with this in 2025. What tools are really essential once you have those seeds?
Oh yeah, the right tools are absolute game changers, especially with AI built in now. The guide recommends several, each doing something powerful. Google Keyword Planner, still a classic. Great for search volumes, getting ideas, especially if you're doing any PPC, you know, paid ads, data straight from Google.
So classic. Okay.
Then RFs and SEMrush. These are the big industry powerhouses for deep competitor analysis. You can see exactly what keywords competitors rank for, their traffic, even backlinks, huge insights into their strategy, and importantly, gaps you can exploit.
Competitor intel. Nice.
Surf for SEO. This one's really praised for helping with keyword clustering and building topical authority. Instead of just a list, it helps you see how related terms connect. That lets you create comprehensive content that Google sees as authoritative on a whole topic, not just one keyword.
Topical authority, right.
Answer the public. This one's fantastic for finding user questions. It visually maps out common questions, prepositions, comparisons around your seed keywords. Direct insight into problems people are trying to solve.
Finding the questions. Cool.
And ChatGPT and other AI tools. Increasingly vital. Great for brainstorming, especially those conversational voice search type queries. They can even help draft content briefs based on your target keywords. Their ability to generate related concepts is pretty amazing.
Wow, that's quite an arsenal. It definitely sounds like we shouldn't operate in a vacuum, which brings us nicely to step five, analyze competitors. What's the crucial role competitors play here?
Yeah, analyzing competitors isn't about just copying them. It's strategic intelligence gathering. Use tools like RFs or SEMrush to see what keywords they rank well for, especially ones driving traffic. But the real goal is finding where you're missing out on those keywords, or maybe where your content is under-optimized compared to theirs. It's about spotting their strengths, their weaknesses in the keyword game, and then deciding, do you target those same keywords, or even better, find adjacent ones they've missed?
Strategic intelligence, not just copying. Okay, so once we have this big list of potential keywords from brainstorming and competitor spying. Yeah. Not all are equal, right? So for step six, evaluate keyword metrics. What are the key numbers we absolutely need to focus on to make smart choices?
Exactly right. You have to look beyond just the word itself. Understand its potential impact. The critical metrics usually include search volume. Average monthly searches tells you the potential audience size. High volume is nice, but don't get obsessed only with that.
Okay, volume.
Keyword difficulty, KD, or SEO difficulty, estimates how hard it is to rank for that keyword. Higher KD means more competition, tougher fights.
Difficulty, right, how hard it is.
CPC, cost per click, mainly for paid ads, but a high CPC often means the keyword has high commercial value. People pay for those clicks because they lead to sales. It's a good proxy for intent.
Often, commercial value indicator.
Okay. And traffic potential. Some advanced tools offer this. It estimates the total traffic you could get if you rank for the top pages for that keyword, not just the keyword itself, because one page can rank for lots of related terms.
The potential of the whole topic, not just the one keyword. That's interesting. Now, this feels like a really big one for 2025, especially with voice search and AI. Step seven, find long tail keywords. What exactly are these and why are they so important now?
Right. Long tail keywords are basically phrases with three or more words. Think specific, often conversational queries. So instead of a broad term like shoes, a long tail might be most comfortable walking shoes for flat feet or best waterproof hiking boots for women under $100. Very specific. They really dominate now because, well, they reflect how people naturally talk to voice assistants. And they're what users type when they have a very specific problem or need.
How people actually talk.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is, while any one long-tail keyword might have low search volume, together, they make up the vast majority of all search traffic. Plus, they usually have lower competition, so they're easier to rank for. And critically, they often convert way better. Someone searching SEO services in Austin TX is much closer to buying than someone just searching SEO, right? They target a specific, immediate need. That's what Google's AI is trying to serve.
So it's less like casting a wide net, more like targeted spear phishing. Got it. Okay, so we're gathering all these keywords, long tail ones too. Step eight, organize keywords into clusters. How do we make sense of them all and, you know, make Google happy?
Yeah, this is where that idea of topical authority comes in. Google loves it when it sees you as an expert on a whole topic. So instead of just creating separate pages for every single keyword variation, you group related keywords into clusters. These clusters revolve around a central, comprehensive pillar topic. For instance, if your pillar topic page is what is SEO, then you'd have cluster pages linked to it, like on-page SEO checklist, technical SEO audit, link building strategies, local SEO tips. Each cluster dives deep into a subtopic supporting the main pillar. This strategy tells Google you're the authority on the whole subject. It boosts your rankings across tons of related terms and answers a wider range of questions.
That's a really smart way to structure content and show expertise, but you can't target everything at once, right? Especially if you're starting out. So for step nine, prioritize keywords. How do you choose what to focus on first? Where do you put your effort?
The guide offers a really practical framework here because, yeah, resources are always limited. It's just thinking in terms of quick wins. These are keywords with relatively low competition, but still decent search volume. They let you gain some early traction, get some traffic flowing, build momentum.
No hanging fruit. Okay.
Business value keywords. These are directly tied to your core business goals, like conversions or sales. They might be more competitive, but the potential return on investment makes them essential targets, like a transactional keyword for a key product.
Not maymakers. Right.
And authority builders. These are often broader, tougher keywords. Harder to rank for initially, but when you do, they significantly boost your brand's overall authority and credibility in your space. Think of them as long-term strategic plays.
Building reputation. Okay.
So you'll typically aim for a mix. Maybe start with quick wins and high-value keywords, while also starting to lay the groundwork for those bigger authority builders down the line.
That definitely sounds like an ongoing strategy, not a set-it-and-forget-it task, which brings us perfectly to the final step, step 10. Track and refine. How do we keep this whole engine running effectively?
Exactly. Keyword research is never, ever truly finished. The digital world changes constantly. Trends shift. Competitors adapt. Search engines update. Tools like Google Search Console, Ahrefs, SEMrush are vital here. You have to track your performance. Monitor which keywords you're ranking for, how much traffic they bring, where you might be slipping. And based on that data, you regularly update your content, refine your keyword list, maybe tweak your strategy. It's this continuous loop. Track, Analyze, refine, repeat. That's essential to stay strong and stay ahead.
That 10-step guide is incredibly thorough. It feels like a really solid blueprint. But I bet there are common traps people fall into, especially with things changing so fast. What are some keyword research mistakes we should absolutely try to avoid in 2025?
Oh, definitely. The guide highlights several big ones that can really derail your efforts. First, only targeting high-volume, super-competitive keywords. Classic mistake. It's tempting, but new or smaller sites just can't compete easily with established giants for those terms. Better to grab those lower-volume, long-tail wins first. Build up.
Don't bite off more than you can chew initially.
Okay. Second, ignoring search intent entirely. We talked about this, but it bears repeating. If you don't match the user's why, your content just won't work, no matter how many keywords you stick in.
Intent.
Got it. Third, keyword stuffing. This is such an outdated tactic, and Google actively penalizes it now, just unnaturally repeating keywords over and over. It reads badly, and the AI sees right through it. Focus on natural language.
Yeah, sounds spammy.
Exactly. And fourth, failing to update your keyword lists regularly. Search trends change fast. New products, new slang, new problems people have. A keyword list from last year, it could be useless today. Needs constant refreshing.
Keep it fresh. Okay, good pitfalls to avoid. Finally then, as search keeps evolving at this crazy pace, what does our guide say about future trends? Looking beyond 2025, what should we be ready for?
Right, looking ahead. Expect even more focus on a few key areas. Voice search optimization. Natural, conversational queries will just keep growing. Content needs to answer questions how people speak, not just type. More complete, direct answers.
Speak like a human.
Pretty much. Also, AI-generated suggestions. We'll see even smarter AI tools, not just brainstorming, but finding unexpected connections. Niche opportunities may be a human wooden spot, giving us a creative edge.
AI finding the hidden gems.
Could be. Then, entity-based search. Google's getting better at understanding topics and concepts. They call them entities, not just words. So your content needs to show deep knowledge, connect related ideas, facts, like our clustering, but maybe even deeper semantically.
Understanding a whole topic, not just the words.
Exactly. And lastly, zero-click results. More and more answers are appearing right in the search results. Featured snippets, knowledge panels, direct answers. Users get what they need without clicking. So optimizing for those means structuring content for clear, concise, upfront answers. Give the answer away. Almost.
Interesting. Optimize for not getting a click sometimes. So what does all this really mean for you, the learner, navigating your own digital space? This deep dive, I think, really shows that keyword research isn't just some dry technical thing. It's fundamentally about understanding people, understanding behavior, anticipating needs, and strategically placing your expertise where it can be found in this constantly shifting landscape.
Absolutely. The guide really hammers home that in 2025, yeah, keyword research is still the cornerstone of good SEO, but the methods are different. They're intent-driven. They favor natural long-tail phrases. They leverage these powerful AI tools, and they focus on building real topical authority through smart content clustering. It's all about being strategic, being adaptive, and really focusing on the user.
It really is a testament to how knowledge, when you understand it and apply it strategically, can help you navigate even these really complex digital environments and connect with your audience. The original guy, the one from the Austin SEO company, they wrapped up by saying that partnering with an expert team can really help businesses stay ahead of these rapid changes. Makes sense.
And this leads to a provocative thought for you to mull over. As AI increasingly shapes how we search and how content gets found, how might our own understanding of information, relevance, even discovery keep evolving? Will we start thinking more like the algorithms, more precise, more context-aware in how we look for things? Or will that unpredictable human spark, genuine curiosity, always find ways to surprise the system?
Something to definitely think about until our next deep dive. We really hope this has given you a fresh, actionable perspective on such a critical part of the digital world today. Thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to the next exploration.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.